as Brian just mentioned, going to be featuring a brand new release from Cecil Taylor, solo piano recording that was recorded back in 1999 in Switzerland. And that'll be coming your way at the midnight hour. Mix in a couple other things along with that release as well. I'm going to start things off tonight with Kenny Dorham from a Blue Note album called Una Mas. This was recorded back in 1963. Really great band with Joe Henderson, Herbie Hancock, Butch Warren bass, Tony Williams drums, and Kenny Dorham on trumpet.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is listener-supported WCMU, a service of Central Michigan University. That was Unamas, translates into One More Time. Kenny Dorham, trumpet, Joe Henderson, tenor, Herbie Hancock, piano, Butch Warren, bass, Tony Williams, drums, Blue Note, recording 1963. And it's already 16 minutes after the hour. We're featuring a new Cecil Taylor release tonight. And up next, we're going to check out a Stanley Turrentine record. Also a Blue Note release from a live album from 1960, Blue Hour, really great record. Stanley Turrentine's on tenor, Gene Harris, piano, Andrew Simpkins, bass, Bill Doughty, drums. Blue Riff is the name of the track. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music from Charles Mingus there, from the album East Coasting, 51st Street Blues, recorded back in 1957, really stellar band there, Mingus on bass, Jimmy Nepper, trombone, Shafi Hadi on saxophone, Clarence Shaw, trumpet, Danny Richmond, drums, Bill Evans at the piano, originally on the Bethlehem label on vinyl, reissued on a lot of different labels through the years. That was from a Bethlehem CD reissue. Actually, Charlie, which is a European company. Before that, Bebo Valdez, a great Cuban pianist, and Federico Britos from an album, We Could Make Such Beautiful Music Together, on the Cali 54 label, and a Bill Evans tune, Waltz for Debbie. That was recorded back in 2002. Blue Riff from Stanley Turrentine with the Three Sounds, 1960. Open that set up. This is listener-supported WCMU, a service of Central Michigan University. Next, we're going to hear from a trio album, Paul Motion Trio, with David Isenson bass and Charles Brackeen on saxophone, soprano, from the album Dance. We're going to hear a tune called The Waltz Song.
Thank you.
Music from the Charles Mingus Quintet. That was from a live recording in Bremen, Germany, 1975. A great version of For Harry Carney. From that concert, a song that appears on Mingus Moves. George Adams was on tenor, Jack Walworth piano, Don Pollan, or Jack Walworth trumpet, Don Pollan piano, Mingus bass, Danny Richmond was on drums there. He's really getting into his mallet playing on that a lot. Paul Motion trio from the album Dance before that. And the waltz song. David Isenson bass, Charles Brackeen soprano, Paul Motion on drums. And that leads us to 2 minutes in front of the hour. And we'll be back with our feature on Cecil Taylor in just a moment.